A number of Republican state officials say they're worried about non-citizens casting a ballot in the election. Three states have filed lawsuits demanding citizenship data from the Department of Homeland Security. The legal action comes as former President Donald Trump and his allies have spread baseless conspiracy theories that large numbers of non-citizens could vote illegally. Some lawyers believe the lawsuits could be used in an attempt to overturn the election results. We're joined now by NPR's Jude Joffe Block. She covers how false information can affect democracy. Jude, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott.
What do we know about these claims about non-citizen voting?
So I've been reporting on these claims along with my colleague, voting correspondent Miles Parks, and we know it happens, but it's really, really rare. It's illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal races, and the consequences are serious. That non-citizens face prison and deportation if they try. But a key false narrative this election season, perhaps the key false narrative, despite a lack of evidence, is that there's a risk that non-citizens could vote in large numbers. Trump and some of his allies have even falsely claimed that Democrats are encouraging people to cross the border illegally to vote. And these rumors and conspiracy theories have had a real impact on voters. Some states have tried to remove people they claimed were potential non-citizens from their voter rolls at the 11th hour. But we've seen eligible U.S. citizens also ensnared by those efforts.
Tell us more about these new federal lawsuits, if you could.
So the lawsuits are filed by Florida, Texas, and Ohio just in the past week or so, and they claim the federal government isn't doing enough to help them figure out if they have non-citizens on the voter rolls. And to be clear, there's no one single list of all U.S. citizens. It just doesn't exist. But for the last 12 years, the federal government has provided states the opportunity to access a federal data source. It's called SAVE. To check if someone is a naturalized citizen or has been processed in the past by the immigration system. But these states are saying that system is not sufficient.
What's their problem with that system?
Well, SAVE, it's not easy to use. It can be expensive. And states have to know someone's citizenship certification number or alien identification number, which they don't always have. And instead, these states want the federal government to look up voters for them using a different government system. But the government says that alternative would not yield a definitive result. In some cases, these are huge asks that the states are making. Texas wants to check more than 450,000 voters who the Texas Attorney General has acknowledged are probably all U.S. citizens. And it's worth noting that there appears to be coordination with people in Trump's camp here. The state's legal arguments all echo arguments that the organization America First Legal shared with states over the summer. And that's an organization that's headed by Stephen Miller, who was a key immigration advisor in the Trump administration.
What chances are there these suits will be resolved by November 5?
So the timing here really is key. The lawsuits are being filed at the very last minute, right before Election Day, and they come during the period when the federal courts have held in the past that states really can't systematically remove voters from the rolls. If states were worried about this issue and wanted a policy resolution, they could have brought it up a long time ago. But these lawsuits are a really effective way to spread a political message. This is Kenneth Pereno. He's an attorney with the nonprofit Protect Democracy.
The end goal is not necessarily winning in the courts. It's also having this resolved in the matter of public opinion and propagating these lies and really bringing these lies back to life after the election.
And he and many other election experts say these suits can be placeholders that can be revived after the election to challenge the results if Trump were to lose. And there are dozens of other voting-related lawsuits that have been filed in this pre-election season in that same vein.
NPR's Jude Joffe Block, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.